And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD Devotional Diamond of the Day. Time to make a change? Time to make a change? Plus, being down isn't being out. Did you know that the clothes make the person? And first is first, and second is second.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. You know what? We're going to probably cover that later. I think we'll take a pass for this hour. No politics. Entertainment, we'll see. Current events, not so much. 2,000 years old. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. Stand by for SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says President Trump delivered for the American people in budget negotiations with Congress.
The president delivered on his promises and got his priorities funded.
That's White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, who said the president's top three priorities are in the budget deal.
More money for the military, more money for the southern border security, and more money for school choice.
Mulvaney blamed Democrats for trying to spin the deal as a win for them.
They wanted a shutdown. We know that.
He said President Trump's tweet about shutting down the government was aimed at fixing the broken budget process in Congress. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump agreed to step up U.S.-Russian diplomatic efforts on Syria. The Kremlin says the two leaders agreed in a telephone call today that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will intensify their efforts to bring about a ceasefire with the goal of beginning a real peace process in Syria. The Kremlin characterized the call as businesslike and constructive. A white police officer, Michael Slager, charged with murder after he was recorded killing a black motorist running from a traffic stop, has pleaded guilty to violating the man's civil rights. Correspondent Meg Kennard reports that Slager's guilty plea is the beginning of the end of charges he faced in the 2015 death of Walter Scott.
Michael Slager, who was a police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, shot and killed 50-year-old Walter Scott. Scott was a black motorist that Slager had pulled over for a broken taillight. And as is shown on cell phone video, Slager shot Scott in the back as Scott was running away.
As part of the deal, South Carolina prosecutors are dropping a pending murder charge against Slager, effectively closing both parallel cases against the former North Charleston police officer. On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points, the Nasdaq rose 4, the S&P advanced 3. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling. calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
If you want to change our nation's families, the best place to start is in your own home.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Tuesday, May 2nd. Listen to the way this man responded when he was given the opportunity to work full-time building strong families.
We know that if we have to stand up and say something about marriage, we're going to have to sit down and do something at home. And that's worth giving your life to something that matters, and it makes you better at home.
I can understand where he's coming from. In 1994, I invited a group of leaders to a meeting to discuss the concept of a family reformation. We talked about what was needed for radical change to take place in families across our country. But about an hour into our discussion, something happened. Each of us began to fall silent. We began to realize that something needed to happen in us and in our own families. We had hoped to create a resounding battle cry for the masses. We ended instead with introspection, earnest prayers, and a somber heart. One final thought. As you look around and see crumbling families everywhere, don't lose heart. You can do something. It all starts by asking the question that faced all of us at that meeting. What does God expect of me and my family? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most of my life it feels like I've been running. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it's not like I can sing the song, but that doesn't mean I don't like the song. Okay. A couple things to let you know right off of the bat. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my very good friend Steve Wheeler, his fantastic wife Coral. Here is the deal. They are taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, and we support it, period. We do other causes. People know we do other causes. It's not like a mystery that's going on Christian radio. We do other causes. We do other appeals. We do other elements. Steve and I are in a long-term partnership for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the key components in doing that is equipping, strengthening, and supplying and supporting rural pastors all over the world who are planting churches in places that are far away from anybody and anything. It's quite the mission to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, go into a community and plant there where you are separated from many places. Whitefields is that connection for those pastors. That's really what it is. And we are supporting one another, and I know that many of you have been supporting different ministries and have even supported Whitefields. And I appreciate, as a brother in the Lord, the supports that you have given throughout the world. Never let anybody on radio or television, be it picture or comment, make you feel guilty about doing or not doing something. Okay? You make sure you're led by the Lord. We happen to think that it's a great ministry. We're going to continue to support it. If you want to come alongside that, fantastic. If not, I'm sure that there are fantastic ministries for you to get behind. If you want to check out Whitefields, we always tell people to go to the website because it's easier. It's easier if you go to whitefields.org and look at it and go, oh, this is what they're doing. Here's their testimony. Here's their videos. Here's their vision. Here's their mission. You're welcome to call them. But you know what? Their phone number's on the website, too, so all right, I'll give you the phone number. 760-846-8610. You know, phone numbers come at a premium. So that's all I'm saying. 760-846-8610. Tell Steve we said howdy, howdy, right?
There's videos of his appearance on the David Spoon Experience on that website.
Yeah. And this, so you can watch him and then watch him in the video on our show, and then you have a whole other reason to pray healing over Steve. Makes perfect sense to me. Okay, last opportunities for a couple of things where we get into our DDD, which I think you'll find interesting. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. Actually, I'm having a chance to talk on – today's Tuesday, right? So on Thursday, I'm having a chance to talk to Nate Curtis, who helps coordinate their ministry nationwide and worldwide. And we're going to have a kind of a little powwow and discussion. I'm encouraging you to check out the show Mondays through Friday, 11 a.m. Dr. Jeffress, great teacher, great spokesperson for the Christian community. And no, not everybody thinks the exact same way he does and he operates. But yes, we need each and every member of the body speaking. And that does mean in many ways that the hand waves one way and the foot kicks another. That's all part of the body. Get it? Hand waves one way, foot kicks. Additionally, we'll just wind it out with the pastor's masters. There's just not much more to say. We did some of the stuffing of the little bags today. And here's the bottom line. You're at the last of the last. This is Tuesday. You got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think that's pretty much about it. For $25 a pastor, you get the opportunity to play at the golf fees, which are apparently were $95 a person. Wow. So I'm just telling you, if you want a great opportunity to play some golf, it's $100 for a foursome. That includes lunch and dessert and awards and fellowship and just a good time. And we encourage you to check it out. Our very own Susie Lopez doing her best to coordinate all of these pastors at one time. You know she's running around like a chicken with her head cut off, just trying to get everything together. We encourage you to check it out. Go to kprz.com as the time is winding down. Please respond as soon as possible. Don't forget CNC Window Cleaning, Senior Life Source, San Diego Rescue Mission, SDG&E, Kahala Travel, and Mount Miguel Covenant Village, and CAPS Pregnancy Services. All are sponsoring this and helping partake in this process. So thank you all for that. Here we go. Finding our next DDD. It's called Time to Make a Change. Do we have a sound? I think we do. Let's go. Changes. Gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't waste time. All right, so here's the deal. Gonna have to be a different man is the big key line. Second Chronicles chapter 33, verses 2 through 13. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to make this pretty clear. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. Longest reigning king, by the way. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had demolished. He also erected altars to Baals, made Asherah poles, and bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshiped them. This was a bad guy. Verse 6, he sacrificed his children in the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens, consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. Verse 9, but Manasseh led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. Manasseh was a disaster. Manasseh was an absolute disaster as a king. Absolutely a mess. Ruining the direction the people of God were going in. He reigned for 55 years. People were complaining under George Bush, under his presidency. They were complaining under Barack Obama. They're going to complain under Donald Trump. They're going to complain under Bill Clinton. Manasseh reigned longer than all of them and was 10 times the disaster. 10 times the disaster. Wow. Can you get that? And he was a mess, and the Lord said, that's enough. And here was God's response. Verse 11, the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the kings of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with brown shackles, and took him to Babylon. Uh-oh. Verse 12. Here's what I want you to get. In his distress, like no kidding, right? In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. All of the things this guy did, all of the bad this guy did, you would think if there's one guy that really deserves to get his head chopped off, it's probably this guy. But he humbly sought the Lord. He humbled himself. And verse 13 says, when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Can I tell you something? There is a time to make a change. You want to know what that time to make a change is? You know, when you're doing dumb things and when I'm doing dumb things and we're getting out of sorts and we're getting out of control, there comes this point where, you know, the Lord is going to, he's going to drop it on us. He's going to grab us by the nose, put a hook in our nose and drag us across where we don't want to go. That moment that it dawned on Manasseh, I'm out of control. I need some help. I need the Lord. And he humbled himself before God. And of all the people in the Bible, you'd think, no way this guy's going to get a break. Bam. The Lord has mercy on him, was moved by his sincerity. Can I tell you something? You and I, we do this engagement we call Christianity. We do it with one another, we do it with ourselves, and we do it with God. God knows when it's real and when it's play. When you come before the Lord, if you are genuinely, sincerely humble, he knows. And when you put that change on from your pride and your arrogance and defiance to genuine humility, it moves the Lord. And he grants favor in your direction. I entreat you, brothers and sisters, to put on the clothing of humility like Manasseh. Even if you're far gone, you can be brought right back in if you're genuinely humble before the Lord. When we come back, we're going to take another peek at this. And understanding how being down isn't always being out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All he
needs, local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Today, we'll tell you about the emotional ending to a beautiful love story that spanned 69 years. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. An Illinois couple married for 69 years died 40 minutes apart while holding hands in their hospital room. Teresa Vatkin was 89 when she died at 12:10 a.m. alongside her husband, Isaac. Isaac Vatkin was 91. He died 40 minutes later in the room they shared at Highland Park Hospital in Skokie, Illinois. The touching story was told by the Associated Press. Relatives say the couple were holding hands when Teresa passed away. The couple's daughter, Clara Gestlin, said her father stopped breathing once their hands separated. She told WGN, "My father's chest went flat. I would think no more than 20 minutes later, they were both gone." Donald Vatkin is the couple's son. He told the Chicago Sun-Times, "The moment he felt we removed her hand from his, he was able to say, 'Okay, I'm done protecting her. I can go and rest as well.' He called it the ultimate act of chivalry, so he could go to heaven and open the door for her." Leo Vatkin, another son of Teresa and Isaac, said his father never wanted to do anything apart from his wife. He told those who attended the couple's joint funeral, "Their love for each other was so strong, they simply could not live without each other." It's a remarkable story of commitment in a country where the average length of a marriage is just 8 years, and the national divorce rate is 41%. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I want to run by you real fast, if you don't mind. I do believe we talked about the Dr. Jeffress show, and we did mention the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament for all those pastors that are feeling that, they're ready. They're in the swing of things. Okay, thank you very much. I also want to remind you about the half-price school tuitions on KPRZ.com underneath the tuitions tab so that you can pay 50% less than you normally would if you've never had a chance to have your child in private Christian education and you want to. Now, I am well aware and have talked to, I must say at this point, must be hundreds and hundreds of parents. Some parents are like, nope, I want my child in public school. I want to teach him. I want to train him. I want to walk him through it. It's like, awesome. And some parents are like, nope, I want my child to have a private Christian education. I'm going to send them off into another college, and I want them to be prepared and have a good foundation. Awesome. It's the thing about parenting is this is the coolest thing, is God made you the parent or the grandparent. He chose you specifically to have parental influence over the people that are in your family. So he knows what he's doing, and he trusts that you know what you're doing. Just make the best decisions you can. And for those that make mistakes, welcome to humanity. It's a wonderful place to be. So don't forget school tuitions on KPRZ under the tuitions tab. Let's do this real briefly, and then we'll get back into the DDD. I do want to tell you that we're going to do a very brief segment called What's Bugging Me? Thank you, Tugboat Todd. I appreciate that. This is brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com is their website. 800-332-BUGS. Sue Freeze is really kind of a cool person. Her testimony is great. And that commercial she did about falling through the floor while she was dancing was hilarious. But anyway, 800-332-BUGS. Let me tell you what's bugging me. This won't take long. This is the kind of thing that bugs me. New York Times readers finally fed up with culturally appropriation nonsense. What does that mean, David? I don't know what that means. Even the New York Times now, which is, of course, something that bugs me anyway, is getting a tremendous amount of backlash for their last article on salads. Want to know why? Because their salads have been deemed racist when you're talking about an Asian salad, a Greek salad, a taco salad. The readers revolted. Okay? This is the thing about political correctness.
I'm sorry, I have to chime in just walking by, but when you start attacking salads, it's gone too far. Now they're attacking my food. Dave, I have no idea what to say at this point. I'm going to leave now.
Okay. That's our first famous producer, of course, our very own robo producer. Here's the bottom line. The readers went nuts. They were like, okay, this is too far. You see, you can attack people in society and political shows and colleges all you want. touch my taco salad, pal, you're just going to lose an arm. That's how it goes. Oh, you don't like the fact that I like my Asian salad? I'm going to have to break you in two. The Raiders revolted against the New York Times. What bugs me is the New York Times put an article in their newspaper talking about salads and racism. I got nothing. If you read that magazine, you are brave or elsewhere. Yeah, I'll leave it there. All right, let's get back into our wait, you know, before we go back into this discussion, I think I have to respond to that. Is that incredible? Don't you? Now look, we'll give E. coli the plug there. I mean, they deserve it. They're the ones that, you know, help pay for that spot. But can you believe that people are having a hard time with salads now?
Well, it's ridiculous. And you know, it's funny. There's so many foods that have regional names to it.
If you're going to tell me that Taco Tuesdays are bad, I'm going to have to give you a one-way ticket to Istanbul.
I know a lot of Mexican restaurants that would argue that.
Yeah, argue against that. Yeah, they stay in business because of that. I mean, it's like, and not only that, but so what that really means is if you like pizza, you're racist. If you like tacos, you're racist. If you like hamburgers, then you're racist.
Only racist if you get the white pizza.
That is not one I have heard before. I have to
With the white sauce, Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, no, I got that. I just have not heard that part of it before. What do you do about Thai chicken salad? Because now you've got Italian, Thai, and chickens. So what? I mean, you're really messed up there, right? That's one of the best pizzas there is. So it's like, now here's the problem with this. When you start dropping foods like that, let's be honest, you're at the point where you are looking for things to write about or to complain about. You know, I mean, are green salads really, is it really a racism against Vulcans because Vulcans have green blood? Is that where we're going?
Well, I wonder, how are you going to describe a salad? If you can't say, because I know Asian salad will have like the little noodles things, maybe a little mandarin orange. I know a Greek salad will have the Kalamata olives and the feta cheese. So how are you going to describe a Greek salad without saying Greek?
You see, this is the problem, is they want to so homogenize everything in the world that everything is nothing and nothing is everything. It's beyond the pale. It's like, come on. You know what's amazing is our distinctiveness is one of the great flavors that God has ordained us with, which is hence the reason why everybody has their own set of fingerprints, right? And their own DNA strand, right? But if you think about it, that's really racist because my DNA is not the same as your DNA. Therefore, your DNA is racist. That's the logic. I think the New York Times happens to be an excellent magazine to start a fire. I think if you put it underneath the wood properly, there's plenty of paper. You put a match, now you got to do this in the fireplace, and then you put the match under there, and there's plenty of paper. The problem is it can burn super, super fast because we all know that that has other elements in the print which refer to, you know, what's that word I'm looking for? Fertilizer. And so it's got like a fertilizer built into everything that they talk about, and therefore the flames go a lot faster. So it is a good starter. It's a good igniter, is what I'm saying.
The answer to this problem, eat more burgers.
Folks, if you feel guilty eating food, please change the channel. just that way I won't even have to deal with it. Just change the channel. It's just easy. My wife happens to be a huge fan of tacos. I happen to be a huge fan of pizzas, which right now, since I'm on another diet, I'm really getting hungry just talking about that, but it is kind of fun. Here's the bottom line. Food is not racist. Animals are not racist. Some people are racist, but not everything that they say, do, think, or exist in is racist. And this racism is so far beyond the pale. It is not a skin problem, folks. It is a sin problem. Let's at least separate the two. I like what Jesus said when he's talking about it in Luke chapter 11. This is a good line, and nobody will maybe admit to it right off the top. But Jesus said, you know, if your son asks for, you know, milk, are you going to give him a scorpion? If he asks for cheese, are you going to give him something bad? And then he goes, if you people who are evil know how to give good gifts, how much more your Father will he give you the Holy Spirit? My point is that Jesus identifies people in their own wisdom as evil and even sometimes not bright. Okay. We're going to take a break and come back into our teaching in regards to humility, because I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about being down isn't being out. We'll take a short break and then we'll come back for more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. The Christian station here in San Diego, California, with one of my favorite concert songs of all time.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What difference might we make if we overcome our fears and trust God to use us?
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. Kylie leaped at the chance to go to a remote area of East Africa to assist a medical mission, yet she felt uneasy. She didn't have any medical experience. Still, she could provide basic care. While there, she met a woman with a horrible but treatable disease. The woman's distorted leg repulsed her, but Kylie knew she had to do something. As she cleaned and bandaged the leg, her patient began crying. Concerned, Kylie asked if she was hurting her. "No," she replied, "it's the first time anyone has touched me in 9 years." Leprosy is another disease that can render its victims repulsive to others. An ancient Jewish culture had strict guidelines to prevent its spread. Leviticus 13:46 tells us, "They must live alone," the law declared. "They must live outside the camp." That's why it's so remarkable that a leper approached Jesus to say, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." In touching a lonely woman's diseased leg, Kylie began to show the fearless, bridge-building love of Jesus. A single touch made a difference. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about polling and President Trump's support.
94% of those who supported Donald Trump in the election, 94% of those who supported him give him a high approval rating as he hits this 100-day mark. And that's one of the things folks need to be aware of. You know, the media saying, oh, he's got these historic lows in terms of approval rating. Look, I mean, you've got the left is unhinged. The media has become their megaphone. And, yeah, so the people who hated him, didn't vote for him, and want to destroy America are opposed to him. Yeah, okay, I didn't expect that to change. But for those who support him, they're still there. They think he's doing what he said he was going to do. Again, I'd like to see more, but I am not going to say that he's not going to do those things.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, a couple things to run by. I do want to talk to you about this DDD. It's kind of in-depth, and I want to talk to you about being down, which doesn't mean being out. Every once in a while, no matter where you are in the spectrum of life, you can find yourself a little on the downside. The idea that everything is positive all the time and everything is fantastic is just a little weird. Since there's nobody in all of Scripture that ever demonstrated anything like that, Jesus, the Bible says, was a man acquainted with griefs. So he was not unfamiliar or unaware. And I think you can just look at the Garden of Gethsemane to understand that there was struggle as he, in his human form, was demonstrating, there is this time where you are just on your knees before the Lord going, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. I want to pull this little portion out of Lamentations. If you are somebody that is into expository or the review of Scripture, we'll be doing Lamentations chapter 3. Now you're like, okay, where's Lamentations? That's after Jeremiah, but before Ezekiel. It's right in between, okay? It's like right in there, in that area there, in there. So if you're at Jeremiah, take a right. And if you're at, like, the book of Daniel, take a left. It's like that's how you do it. And go past Ezekiel and then the next book. Here it says this, Lamentations 3, 19 through 25. We'll do Sammy in a little bit. I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Many times this portion will be taught on, especially in reference to the compassions of the Lord never fail, they are new every morning. And that's not an uncommon portion for people to have on a plaque, for people to talk about, you know, discussion. Listen, every day that you wake up, what happens is somewhere between the waking up and whatever moment that is for you, because it's different for everybody, you come to a consciousness, right? You come out of your sleep zone and you become conscious, right? When you become conscious, you are aware that you are now engaging in another day. That consciousness that you come into, that engaging in another day, that is evidence that you are not consumed. It is evidence that the compassion of the Lord is real. And it is evidence that it is new every morning because you have arisen yet for another day. It's when you close your eyes and you wake up and you're standing before God that you're not going to be looking at another day. Could be a little bit of judgment right there. Or, of course, if you're a Christian, it's not going to be judgment. But my point is there's a difference between waking up in the conscious present world and not waking up. Here, the author of Lamentations, who is Jeremiah, by the way, says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. Listen, there are times where we go through things that are painful. I mean, I have gone through things that are painful. I'm very thankful for my grandchildren right now. There was that moment for each of the grandchildren where there was a little bit of question on the child's stability and, you know, and vibrancy and ability to be independent. And that is certainly that's concerning, right? There's a viability that you wait for the children to reach, and you sometimes you're concerned about that. And there's a pain and a bitterness when that doesn't happen, and I have lots of connection to people who've had miscarriages or very difficult times. That's serious stuff, man. That's life. And those pains are real. They're not phony. When we engage in something and it hurts, it hurts. And sometimes our soul gets downcast. Sometimes it's a bummer. Being down is being down. It's not fake. You know, I just don't like the name it and claim it mentality where everything is always perfect all the time and there's never a problem. It's like, who lives like that? Well, Dave, it's positive thinking. All you need is positive thinking. All you have to do is have the right mental attitude. Then tell me how every time there's a sporting event, the home team doesn't win every single time. Because except for San Diego when they played the Chargers or they played the Oakland Raiders before they left, most stadiums are filled with the fans and everybody's positive and rooting and open. That's not what this is about. Sometimes you're down and sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's hurt and it's okay to say that. You know how many times David said, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God." Was David not a man of God? Was he not a believer? Was he not faithful? The greatest king that ever lived? That doesn't mean that you don't go through tough times. We go through struggles, and there's reasons for our struggles, and there's things that we have to engage with. But in the midst of the struggle, in the middle of the struggle, here in Lamentations, he says this one phrase, which is great. He says, "Yet this I will call to mind, and therefore I have hope." He's about to say, because God enters a picture, it changes, even though I'm being down. And let me be forward about this. There are times in your being down, in your struggle, that you feel alone and that there's nobody there with you. But that's not true. The Lord is there with you, even if you can't feel him. But Dave, I can't seem to feel him. We've mentioned this before. If you take a hammer and smash your thumb, you will jump up and down screaming, ow, 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 ow. You will not think the love of God is active in your life because you won't be focusing on that. You'll be focusing on your bruised finger. But that does not negate that the love of God is there, nor does it negate that the presence of God is there with you when you're going through a tough time. You can be down, but that doesn't mean you're out. You can be hurting, but that doesn't mean it's over. You can have things thrown at you, and they can cut you a little, and you can bleed a little. But being down isn't being out. And just like we talked about with Manasseh, do you know where you go when you're down? You humble yourself before the Lord. You come seeking, desiring, needing, and acknowledging his grace, his mercy, and his compassions for you. You come with a humility that says, the Lord is my portion. I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who have hope in him. You come with an earnest, humble disposition, and you seek the help of God. I'm not going to tell you when you're down that you will always feel like raising up to praise, though that is always a good thing. There are times when you are down where it just requires you to go into the depth of humility before the Lord and say, I'm at the bottom. I got nowhere else. I got no one else. I'm throwing myself at the mercy of your court. I'm throwing myself at the mercy of your heart. Please help me. And you will find something amazing about God. The Lord answers all calls to him, but he doesn't answer every call the same. But it certainly appears throughout Scripture that the truest, most sincere, most humble calls to God get some of the most profound and deepest responses from God. You want to make sure you connect? Humble yourself before him. You can be down and you can tell him, I'm down. It's not like he doesn't know. And in that humility, reach out to him. Because you're going to find out that you haven't been consumed. His compassions are available. His mercies are new. And he is faithful. And as the portion of what you need, he is more than enough. Use that humility for pursuit of the Lord. Find the renewing strength that comes from your acknowledgement of your need of his help. It's there. It's available. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that's not, I don't think it's thought of in the terms that we're going to use it. And Tugboat Todd might have to help me out a little bit, but because I'm going to ask him a question. Here is something I want you to be aware of. The clothes make the person. The question is, what kind of clothes are we talking about that God wants us to wear? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I truly appreciate the Bible's pearls of wisdom relating to everyday life. For instance, the 19th century English poet Thomas Bailey gave us this well-known phrase, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder." Most of us would recognize from experience the wisdom of that saying. But nearly 3,000 years ago, here's how Solomon approached the same subject. "Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you." Well, in a world where more is better, choosing not to do an otherwise good thing seems odd. But that's why I love the Bible. It makes me stop and think before acting. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wisdom for life on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Often in the brokenness of the human heart, there is created an avenue for God to release His grace. This is Jim Garlow. I like what I see spiritually in much of what is taking place in the church I pastor. I like the things that have been torn away, the fact they're gone. I didn't like the process, but I like the results. Look at your church. You have your own journeys. It's likely you've gone through some hard times. But if you look at them and approach them with the right attitude, not grousing or complaining, but saying, "Okay, God, we're here for you to do a work in us." When you're in that attitude, God does something in you as you come out of it. You find yourselves a stronger community of believers with a stronger sense of community holiness than before you began. This is Jim Garlow. There's more at jimgarlow.com. Get the details at jimgarlow.com and be prepared to live out your faith.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. It's breaking me in two.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. My good friend Sam. Sam's a great guy. Just a great, great guy. I encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Check out his website. If you need help with your house, he forwards up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. Takes the money back out at the close of escrow. Does not charge a penny. No interest, I mean. Penny. I should say that differently. Back that up. Leap. He doesn't charge you any interest. No way. It was just my quick error. Also, if you do buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commish, the gross commish, writes a check to whatever ministry or church you want to, and he has, through the David Spoon Experience, given away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. We're very appreciative of that. That's very cool. Also, Sam likes to go out to the people's house when he's doing a listing and walk with them and talk with them and check out the house, spends an hour with them, making sure they know that he gets the blood, sweat, and tears. He knows the tender, loving care. That's all crucial. And the other thing that's crucial is if you meet with him and you decide you don't want to use him, there's no obligation, no requirements. The phone call's free, the connect is free, the advice is free. He doesn't drop anything on anybody's doorstep. He wants to work with the people that want to work with him. That's it. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com or call 858-780-1SAM, 780-1-SAM. I was looking something up the other day. I just put in, you know, it's just really easy to think Sam. Boom. Because I had to find something real fast on real estate. It's like, boom, there it is. Boom, 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 done. And if you are the person, we encourage you to contact Sam directly. But maybe you know somebody in the realm of life and they need some real estate help. Well, that's when Tugboat Todd and I say, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. There we go. ThinkSam.com. All right, I got to ask you a quick question. And then we'll do the tease. So do we have a sound for this? I keep forgetting sounds. The sound on this, actually, we're doing the clothes make the person sound. Can you want to run that real fast?
You're hinting around about clothes. That happens to be a very important topic to me, sir, clothes. The clothes makes the man. I believe that.
All right, now I'm going to say why that's true, but not for the reason everybody thinks. Oh, because you have to have a nice suit? Apparently, you've never been down to the studio and met me in person. I'm the guy that I am famous for my shirts and pants, all being from Walmart. So, I mean, hey, $19 is $19. Don't give me any problem with that. The belt goes through and they stay on my body. Works for me. All right. So here's my question for you, and then I'll let you go so you don't have to be concentrating on it. Would you rather have God fighting for you or against you?
Yes, I'd rather have him fighting for me.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's get into the segment so you can understand what I'm talking about. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 through 7. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Notice that the casting of all anxiety on the Lord is connected with our disposition of humility. That's a good thing to know. We should wear humility like we wear our clothes. That's why the clothes makes the person. Not because there's fancy threads, but because there's right heart. When God communicates through the epistle of Peter and says that he opposes the proud, I want to help you understand what that means. That means that people that are full of pride, God is in opposition to. He fights against them. Pride is not the sin that God appreciates no sin, and that is definitely one you want to be very wary of, since, as we can best understand, it is what started all chaos in the chaos part of the universe. Pride, with the enemy lifting up his head saying, I will be like the Most High God. In fact, in opposition to that, he says he opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble, and ironically, that phrase has to do with fighting on the side of. You get that out of Strong's Concordance. So in one hand, God is fighting against, and on the other hand, God is fighting on the same side for. So it's really super easy. You can either put on the clothing of humility and have God fighting on your side, or put on the clothing of pride and have God fight against you. That's your choice. You can do whatever you want, but there's this enormous recognition that when we're walking in this defiance and pride, we are not setting ourselves up in wisdom in our interaction with God. Now, when verse 7 says, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, it's directly connected, by the way, to verse 6. So you humble yourself because it's an ability to let go and toss anxiety away by leaving it, giving it to the hands of the Lord, or rolling it over off your shoulders onto the hands of the Lord. Just a good way to live. You have an ability to toss anxiety away when you're walking and connected to humility because you're in trust with your King. And I would encourage you where it says humble yourself, you know, operate in humility. God's opposed to the proud, gives grace to the humble. I would encourage you to operate in humility. You have a capacity to do so. If you need help, God will help you. If you want God to help you, he'll be glad to help you. But you do have a capacity in the Lord to walk in humility. It is a decision. And it's a wise one. It's the right clothes to put on. Because if you put on humility, God is going to be fighting with you, for you, alongside of you, so to speak, and not against you. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There's a lot of things that come against us in the universe. You really don't want God to be in that realm. It's like, yeah, let's not have God fighting against us. That's just dumb. That's not spiritual. It's dumb, right? It's not, doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Put on the clothing of humility so that the Lord is with you and engaged with you and you walk in things the right way. Then you can take that anxiety and just kind of toss it to the side because it doesn't have the same amount of power when you're walking in humility with the Lord and towards one another. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.